Annalie, A-N-E-L-Y, Moreno, M-O-R-E-N-O. Chief complaint, follow-up of COVID, number one. Number two, cough. Number three, congestion. Number four, patient has been on Z-Pak, Medrol, Dospak, and Bromfed for 4 days now. Number five, patient did not want to go on Paxlovid, P-A-X-L-O-V-I-D. Next number, follow-up of symptoms of abdominal pain before and after COVID. Next number, tremendous amount of weight gain. Next number, chest x-ray on Friday showed what looked like cardiomegaly. Needs evaluation. Next number is right knee pain. Next number is leg swelling. Next number is difficulty sleeping. Next number is arm pain and muscle pain. Our patient is a 42-year-old woman, married. She works for OB-GYN doctor at Texas Children. She is, has been pregnant 9 times, has 5 living children. She doesn't smoke. She drinks very little. She was seen because of COVID-19 on Friday and was scheduled today because of mentioned above symptoms and issues, period. New paragraph, review of system as above. She's feeling a little bit better. Her nausea is better, but still having some abdominal pain. Patient is morbidly obese and has been concerned about her weight. Patient's weight gain started when she got on estradiol after she had a total hysterectomy 18 years ago. Since then, she's continued to gain weight. We had a long discussion regarding use of estrogen in a young people. Patient did have a hysterectomy at age of 38 because of a large fibroid non-cancerous tumor in the uterus, and she since then has gained weight. That's your chart.
Oh.
Since then, excuse me, love, has gained. Sorry about that, has gained weight. Period. Family history. Mom and dads all have diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, obesity, no colon cancer, no breast cancer. Maintenance exam. She did have 2 mammograms since age 40. Medication includes estradiol, ProAir, Z-Pak, Medrol, Dospak, Bromfed, Lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide, and Elovil for headache. Let's see, review of system as above, allergy none, immunization has had 3 COVID immunization, surgery, C-section, and hysterectomy, medical problems, hypertension, increased weight, postmenopausal symptoms, even though she's on estradiol, increased weight, and other issues that was mentioned above. On exam, 215 pounds, 98%, 98, 16, 65, 150 over 83. Heart positive, swollen positive, rest 2. Lungs, a few bronchi, but definitely clearing. Abdomen obese, soft. Some tenderness over the epigastric area. Neurological non-focal. Skin shows no rash. There is scar over the right knee. There is slight swelling over the lower extremity and edema. Tears are red, posterior pharynx is red, and inflamed anterior and posterior chain lymphadenopathy in order. Number one, COVID-19 improving. Number two, abdominal pain improving. Nevertheless, ultrasound shows normal gallbladder but a very fatty liver. Next one is nausea. Next one is leg pain. Next one is no sign of DVT noted. Next one is add aspirin and vitamin D for the next 7 days. Next one is swelling off and on of the lower extremity. Multifactorial. Next number, difficulty sleeping, enlarged core on the chest x-ray and the echocardiogram consistent with RVH, most likely sleep apnea. Next number, set up for sleep study. Next number is patient is going to stop the estradiol and get on bioidentical hormones, which will be prescription will be sent to the folks at Splendora Pharmacy here in town. Next number is patient was told to call us if she develops any hot flashes or any psychological symptoms or issues or self-harm. Next number, diet and exercise, of course, discussed. Next number, I'm hoping she would lose weight if we get her sleep apnea under control and her hormones taken care of. Next number, continue with current medication. Next number, avoid salt. Next number, right knee pain and swelling related to the previous injury. Scar noted. Next number, DVT. No evidence of DVT noted of the lower extremity. Next number, no evidence of DVT noted of the upper extremity. Next number, thyroid is within normal limits on the ultrasound. No nodules noted. Next number, lymphadenopathy in the neck is consistent with her COVID-19 infection. Next number is carotid upstroke. Next number is carotid ultrasound is within normal limits in face of COVID-19 and dizziness. and family history of stroke. Thank you.